This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joining us now is an international drag superstar. She hails from Rochester, New York in the US of A. After a stint with RuPaul and her drag races, she's branched out to become a multimedia queen with plays, movies, TV, and now songs to her name. She's fabulous. She's talented. She's Miss Congeniality. She's Pandora Box. Pandora, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Now, Pandora, how did you get your start on the stage?
I think that it was, you know, I was just walking down the street one day and out of this car popped Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, and I think it was Barbara Bush, but they attacked me and my life's never been the same.
Fantastic, fantastic.
See, I'm jealous now. Now, here in Australia, we first got to love you on Series 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Was it fun appearing in the show?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, RuPaul is amazing and an iconic drag queen. So it's just like, it was great to be able to work with him. And just the whole show was amazing. I mean, it's a lot of hard work, though. That's the thing that a lot of people don't realize is how much work actually really goes into it and how long the days are.
I got to say, on the show, my favorite challenge was the snatch game where you did a brilliant Carol Channing. And can I just say, you were robbed by Tatiana on that challenge.
Oh, thank you. That was my favorite challenge, too. I had a lot of fun. And making RuPaul laugh was just like a kiss from baby Jesus.
So if that one was your favorite, which was the worst challenge you had to do?
Well, I'll have to say the drag mothers episode, because it sent me home.
True.
Now,
actually, I think my most uncomfortable one was the burlesque challenge. I kind of was like, oh god.
Oh, right at the start.
Yeah, making us go outside in the middle of the day and trying to sell cherry pie gift certificates to people that don't speak English and were running from us was kind of terrifying.
You survived it, so it was okay.
Yeah, I did.
Now, we have to ask, do you think Tyra Sanchez should have won?
Oh, I never get asked that, ever. I think that according to what the show is looking for the aesthetics that they want, that yes. That I do feel that it was kind of wrong how horrible she behaved in the show, and I kind of felt like it was rewarding her and setting up other drag queens to behave just as bad.
So now, if you weren't going to pick Tyra, who would you have picked to be the best to win?
Well, me.
Duh.
Now, do you keep in touch with any of the other girls still?
No, I hate all of them. No, I'm kidding. I do, actually. I keep in touch with most of them. I mean, we've all kind of bonded, and we all talk, and, you know, we don't all get to see each other all the time, but as much as we can. And then, you know, we've bonded with the other girls from other seasons too, because it just becomes like a sisterhood.
Do you think Drag Race changed your life? Do you think it changed what you're doing and where you're going?
Yeah, I think without Drag Race, I would have quit drag, because right before I said, if something doesn't change dramatically in my drag career, then I'm going to have to stop, because I really was kind of bored with it. And it's changed my professional life totally.
Do you keep in touch with any of the judges?
The thing about the judges, we don't really get to meet them. Like, I got to meet Kathy Griffin, but that's because I kind of looked like her and she wanted to meet me. And, but you know, I've tweeted a few of the judges. You know, like, Michael Reeves is great, and I've been to events with him. And Michelle Visage, I wasn't even on her season, and her and I have, like, tweeted back and forth and stuff. So, you know, you do with them, and then some, you kind of don't really get to meet them, because we're like prisoners.
Now, we have just got Drag U out here on cable. Now, how was it transforming those drab gals into some fabulous queens?
The thing about drag you that's really amazing is that it's like you really see a transformation in these women and how amazing they feel afterwards. And it's so fulfilling because you really want to help them. You really want them to be like, hey, you're gorgeous. Why don't you know that you are? I was grateful, one, to be asked back on it. And I remember getting the phone call to do it. And I was like, we want you to come and style women. And I was like, wasn't I the one that got ripped apart about my style on Drag Race? And now I'm coming to help people. But I was like, well, it's a job. And I really didn't realize exactly how much it was really going to affect women and change their lives until I was actually on the show. And then I was like blown away by what good this show was actually doing.
Now, we did do some research on your Pandora. Now, we saw you've written and starred in a movie and a play.
I did, yes. It was a short movie that I did with a friend of mine, Kasha Davis, who's an amazingly funny drag queen, and we did some videos together. So I made a little short film that debuted in a film festival in Rochester, a gay and lesbian film festival. And then I wrote a play. And it also had my friend Kasha in it and myself, and it was called The Lipstick Massacre, and it's kind of like a murder mystery comedy.
Now, you are heading out here to Australia, over to Darwin for the Northern Territory, and it's an important thing too. It's for the AIDS and Hepatitis Council fundraiser. It's called Queens of the Galaxy. What can we look forward to you from you and the contestants from Queens of the Galaxy?
Well, I think it's the first time that any kind of like pageant across the country has been done, so I expect like the contestants to bring their A game and really be, you know, on point. So I think it's going to be an amazingly fun show. And I've never been to Australia before, and I've always wanted to go, so I'm just going to let it all hang out.
Well, it's going to be like a repeat of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, just given you're heading to Darwin first up for your first trip.
I know, and then I have to go to Alice Springs, I think, next, right?
Oh, it's Priscilla, but in reverse.
You'll have to make a trip to climb the rock, then.
I know. I thought, you know, I'm not sure if I'm coming to Sydney or not, but we had talked about maybe taking a trip down to Sydney, and I think that I should just get on a bus and lip sync all the way.
That's great.
Now, we're going to say, so RuPaul always said that to be the next drag superstar, you need charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. So what are you going to tell the Queens of the Galaxy contestants is the most important thing in making them an Australian drag superstar?
Oh, geez. Well, I think they need that. I mean, I think they have to have that. And they have to have a really tight cooter.
Which we will talk about in a moment.
But while you're actually doing the thing too, we do have to ask you a favour. We need you to help out Victorian contestant Sensation more than the others and possibly sabotage the other states.
Yes.
Okay, well, I will expect the check in the mail and I will do that for you.
Done deal. In
the mail. We'll work it out. Yep. Now, you mentioned that you're heading across to Darwin and potentially to Alice Springs, and you're hoping to get to Sydney. So no plans for Melbourne at this stage?
No, not yet. You know, the best way to do that is, like, if somebody wants me to come, and they just have to find a venue and tell them that you want to see me. And I would love to do an Australian tour someday. So.
Well, there's definitely a huge fan base for RuPaul's Drag Race, and everyone we've mentioned to that we're saying we're speaking to Pandora's Box, the reaction is always, I love Pandora! So there's definitely a good crowd for you here, I think.
Oh, I'm glad. That's exciting. And it's exciting to see it on Facebook, too, like on my page when people from Australia post, and it kind of just blew me away, like how many countries the show's playing in and how many people really love RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, that's right. It's either playing on cable or they've illegally downloaded it, but either way, it's very popular. Now, next step on your path to world domination is the music industry. And you mentioned Cuda, which is the name of your debut single. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, a cuda is a name for a vagina. And the song is about how I wish I had a cuda so I could sleep with this hot straight guy. But I don't want to get the change, so I'm just... I just want it for a night.
You just want to acquire a cooter for the night.
Yeah.
And the whole song.
I'm actually right now, I'm getting ready because I'm about to go on here in New York City. So we're doing a music video party for a release party for the music video that airs tomorrow, actually.
I was going to say that the music video in itself has a bit of a story.
Yeah, it was actually banned from TV. We tried to get it to play, and the standards came back and just said no. They didn't even give it inches.
So is that free to air television in America where it won't be allowed to be played?
It's not even that bad of a video. It just really is it's just campy and fun, and I think maybe the subject matter is probably more what got it not to be played on TV.
But I've got to ask, how pleased were you that US TV did in fact ban it for you?
Yes, I can't buy better butts. I'm like, yes, it was banned.
I mean, banned by US television, that's bound to get worldwide coverage now everywhere else.
Oh yeah, everybody's going to want to watch it, so I'm ecstatic. I kind of secretly wanted it to be banned, but didn't try to get it banned, but I was really excited that it was.
Now, we have to say, of course, you are coming to Darwin. Queens of the Galaxy is on November 26. Tickets to see Pandora, and you're emceeing the event. Is that right, Pandora?
Yes, I am a co-MC of that night, so I'm very excited. And hopefully I'm fine. You've been laughing at my joke, so I guess I'll be funny in Australia.
Absolutely. That's on November 26th, and if anyone's interested in getting up to Darwin to see that fantastic event, it's queensofthegalaxy.com.au is the website.
And, of course, don't forget, everyone, Cooter is out now on iTunes, and I hear it's racing up the charts.
Grab my Cooter.
Now, Pandora Box, it has been a definite pleasure having you with us on Joy 94.9. Good luck with Cooter and the Darwin Queens. Watch out for them. And please come visit us anytime you are in Melbourne.
Oh, thank you so much.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.